Hello, everyone. Happy Monday, and welcome to another episode of Quandaries and Sundries. I hope you all had a great weekend. Over the last few weeks, one story keeps popping up all over my timeline, and that's the never-ending Cumbrae Vieja volcanic eruption. Thankfully, there have been no deaths, and thankfully, all those affected have been evacuated, so my heart goes out to all those affected. But I wanted to discuss today the history of the Cumbrae Vieja volcano and why after 4 weeks this eruption is still going on. So let's hop right into it. To start off, where is the Cumbrae Vieja volcano? Located on the island of La Palma, part of the Canary Island archipelago, which is owned by Spain, 62 miles or 100 kilometers off Africa, Morocco to be specific, home to 80,000 plus people, with an economy of agricultural and tourism. But Cumbrae Vieja covers two-thirds of the island, known as the spine of the island. Dozens of separate craters litter the entire island. Eruptions of Cumbrae Vieja are nothing new, and according to recorded history, it has erupted many times, like in 1470, 1585, 1646, 1712, 1949, and the last recorded eruption was 1971. This new eruption didn't start out as a straight-up volcanic eruption, which you expect. On September 11th, over 22,000 small earthquakes within the span of a week registered 3.5 on the Richter scale, starting from the heart of Cumbrae Vieja and slowly moving to the surface. Now, I know the idea of 22,000 earthquakes seems unfathomable, but these types of earthquakes, called swarm earthquakes, are more common than one would think. Instead of one giant earthquake with some small aftershocks, swarms are various small, short, seismic shocks or bursts, usually following a trajectory on a fault line or in a generalized specific seismic or volcanic area. By the 13th, fear of possible volcanic eruptions led to evacuations. 35,000 people in four municipalities were evacuated. And on September 19th, those fears were realized, when in the forest outside the municipality of Les Manchas, 3.3 miles or 5.3 kilometers from Cumbrae Vieja, the first eruption occurred. The unusual spot of the eruption was caused by the swarm volcano earthquakes, which traveled from the heart of Cumbrae Vieja to the spot of the eruption, and carrying the power of at least five different volcanic vents with it. By September 20th, at least 200 houses were destroyed as the lava flow began to move closer to the ocean. By the 21st, the lava had reached a small neighborhood called Dodocu, located 1.6 miles or 2.6 kilometers from the eruption zone, destroying in a single day at least 185 homes and destroying 1.5 square miles or 3.8 square kilometers of agricultural land. Thankfully, everyone was evacuated. By the 25th, the area of eruption had collapsed, giving way to at least three new vents, widening the flow and increasing the rate at which the lava flow spread. By the 26th, the volcano began to stabilize. However, it didn't stop the lava flow, which began to speed up on its journey to the ocean at a speed of 330 to 660 feet per hour, or 100 to 200 meters per hour, finally reaching the ocean at the beach of Los Goyes on September 28th. In 9 days, it had covered a distance of 2.4 miles, or 3.9 kilometers, and the spot at which it hit the sea had become a hazardous disaster zone, as the lava heating the seawater had released sulfuric acid, hydrochloric acid, and hydrofluoric acid in the surrounding air. I would not want to be anywhere near that mess. But the volcano was not done yet. But first, before we get back into your regularly scheduled content, if you're enjoying my content, and if you're listening on YouTube, I'd really appreciate if you give this video a like, a comment, and if you're new to my content, consider subscribing, because 50% of the people who watch have not subscribed. And do not forget to hit that little bell icon so you can be notified whenever I post something new. Or if you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever audio platform you're listening to this on, consider giving me a follow. Any feedback is greatly appreciated. Now let's get right back into the rest of the episode. Between the 28th and the 30th, the lava began mixing with the ocean, creating new land, and still continues to expand, creating a new peninsula off the coast. On October 1st, a new vent opened up, splitting the stream of lava into two separate flows before eventually converging back at the sea, cutting off tons of major highways. By the start of the month, at least 80 million cubic meters, or 2.8 billion cubic feet, of lava had been released, which are equivalent to 3,200 Olympic swimming pools, and 1,200 homes had been destroyed. On October 7th, a 4.5 magnitude earthquake rocked the island, causing not only the collapse of the main cone of the volcano, but the collapse of the entire north face. In the span of 4 days, three new lava streams had been created, and in the next week, the island experienced a 4.1, 4.4, 4.5, and a 4.6 earthquake. The story is still developing after 4 weeks, about to go on 5. But I want to end talking about the government's amazing response to the situation. As soon as the earthquake swarms were detected, 35% of the island's population had been evacuated, and even before the lava flow hit any towns, the government had ordered all hospitals to suspend their surgeries, cancel appointments, and stock all hospitals. They also ordered all areas to suspend schools and ground all air traffic in case of ash plumes. Although this is a tragic event, and it's still ongoing, I have to give it to the swift efforts to make it so no one died from this terrible tragedy. Homes and livelihoods may have been lost, but not lives. I'll keep you updated as to the progress of the eruption and to see how the government handles the rebuilding of the island. Well, that is all I got for today. I would like to thank you again for listening. Now, before I go, I would like to thank you again for joining me for another episode, and I would love to know what you think and how I can improve the show. To head over to my social media, or just the comments if you're watching the YouTube version, then let me know. Thanks so much, and do not forget to share this to anyone or all those in your life who could use a scientific moment in theirs. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow for another episode of Quandaries and Sundries. This is Van Masterson, signing off. Till next time.